I remind Zoe of the instructions she knows already. It isn't her first time looking after the children. No screens, no tantrums, 30 minutes of mandatory reading before bed. As always, we'll be home before 12:30 a.m. Having a babysitter waiting at home is a good excuse to cut a dinner short when I'm ready to leave, which will probably be the case tonight. When it's time to go, I can't stop myself from asking, Zoe, be honest. This lamp isn't right, is it? Zoe looks at me without saying anything. I don't know if she's afraid of angering me or if she just has no opinion about it. I myself have spent years developing my refined taste for interior design. I move the lamp around the sofa, then I try to orient it differently, asking Zoe each time whether it blends better with the space that way. The lamp is modern and pretty, but the problem is its intensity. It shines as brightly as a floodlight on a movie set. I'll never be able to make it work. It's impossible to create an intimate, muted ambiance with such lighting. I offer it to Zoe. She mumbles that she likes the lamp, but that it wouldn't fit in her small attic room. How to get rid of it? Lost in thought, I leave without kissing my children goodbye. I said a few words to them in the stairwell before shutting the door, ask them to behave and listen to Zoe, but I forgot to embrace them. I tell myself that it's no big deal. I shouldn't make a big thing of it. Does this happen to other mothers? Do they also forget to kiss their children's cheeks before leaving the house? At what age do they drop the physical affection with every goodbye? My children are 7 and 9. Does that mean they can finally do without my hugs? I wonder whether Zoe will think I'm a bad mother.